Before I introduce our last performer, before we get to our featured performers, I just want to give a heads up. After the two featured acts, which will go up at 8 and 8:30, then around 9 p.m., we're going to start with open micers again, and I'm just going to list the first five. Harriet Hart will kick it off, then Steve Rapson, then Tim Lehay. Tim, are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right, he is here. Good. And Gail Finney and John Loretz. That will start us off after the features. But before the features, we get Ed Lechler. And I'm glad that I get to hear him tonight. I was supposed to play with him at Main Streets a couple weeks ago, but I had to cancel, unfortunately. And Ed's great on his own. He's also great when he's got them City Ducks, which is a trio that he plays with. And I'm looking forward to maybe getting a chance with Mike Gooley and I getting to play with those guys some other time. But in the meantime, Ed's going to go singleton tonight, and he's going to play us a blues song, and he'll tell you about it. Let's hear it for Ed Lechler.
Thanks. There's a great book by Michelle Alexander called The New Jim Crow, and it talks about how the war on drugs has led to a war on black men. 10 times the incarceration rate of white men for drug use when blacks and whites don't use or deal drugs any differently. The reason I'm bringing that up is that there's a rally this Saturday on the Boston Common for the beginning of the movement in Massachusetts to change the Massachusetts aspect of that. It's the Jobs Not Jails campaign. And I've got some flyers in the back, and I've got petitions to sign. So I thought, because of that, I would sing a song that I like country blues, that relates to the original Jim Crow, as described in another fine book by Douglas Blackman called Slavery by Another Name. And this is the story of how, beginning in the 1870s and going on into the 1950s, black men were rounded up on trumped-up charges like vagrancy and the like, and when they couldn't pay the fine, then they would be taken off to serve on work gangs in Alabama. In Mississippi, they did it differently. They took people to the Parchment Farm. That's the Mississippi Correctional Institute. It really was a farm. And that's where Mississippi made a lot of money, farming and using poor black men to do the work. This song comes from Buka White, and it's called The Parchment Farm Blues. And it's a great song.
Morning out on Parchment Farm. Give me time this morning out on Parchment Farm. Wouldn't hate it so bad, but I left my wife this morning. For years, it's goodbye, wife. Oh, you have done gone. Oh, it's goodbye, wife. Oh, you have done gone. But I hope someday you will hear my lonesome song. Thank you. Listen, you man, I don't mean no harm. Oh, listen, you man, I don't mean no harm. If you wanna do good, better stay off a parchment farm. We go work in the morning, just at dawn of day. Go to work in the morning, just at dawn of day. At the setting of the sun, that's when the work is done. Oh, I'm down on a parchment farm, sure wanna go back home. I'm down on a parchment farm, sure wanna go back home. And I hope someday that I will
Thanks.
So one more time for Ed Locklear.